This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue wants people who don't like the idea of America's Harvest Box to know that they're very serious about it. He says House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conaway is open to considering a small-scale pilot program in the 2018 Farm Bill. The secretary has faced a lot of criticism since the proposal came out as part of President Trump's fiscal 2019 budget. However, Perdue and his team are defending the idea. A pro-ag report says they might be finding some open minds on Capitol Hill as well. Perdue said he thinks it's their responsibility to create new, innovative ideas of delivering food to the people who need it, and this is one area. During a recent tour through California, he did say there were some logistical concerns to the idea, but called it a real idea, not a sham. Conaway has a great deal of the House Farm Bill already written, but he's not ruling out the idea of a pilot project in the program. A committee aide says while Conaway is open to the idea, no decisions have been made thus far. Perdue says that's encouraging because new ideas often need to be introduced on a small scale to see if they'll work as intended. Well, National FFA Week has ended, but we still have time to hear an update from a local chapter. Lincolnwood FFA members were busy with special activities last week and interviews. First up this morning, we'll hear from the Lincolnwood FFA president, Carly Brunchen, about her record book.
My supervised agricultural experience record book is over diversified crop production. So my sophomore and junior year, I raised 10 acres of corn, and this past year I raised 72 acres of soybeans. So basically I talked about that at my interview, and hopefully will be receiving my state degree in June.
Well, that's very exciting, and congratulations that you got to interview for that opportunity. There's a lot of work involved with keeping those records, isn't there?
That is correct. So everything that I do with my record book has to be typed into it, and all my expenses and assets and my profits have to be recorded in my book.
Did you have any farming experience or raise crops before you started keeping records for FFA?
So I've grown up on a farm, and so I've been helping my dad since I was really little. So I kind of knew the ropes of how to manage a farm and what steps to take.
Awesome. Do you plan to stay involved with the farming operation in the future?
Possibly. My plans are to go to U of I in Champaign and major in biology, but I'll probably come back and help on the farm as well.
Sounds like a great plan, Carly. And maybe just a final question for you. How have you been enjoying your role as president for Lincolnwood FFA?
I love it. It is a great experience. I love being able to do all the projects that we do to help our community, and it has been a wonderful year.
All right, sounds great. Carly, thanks for catching up with us. We're going to talk with one of your fellow FFA members. Next up is Tanner Milberg. Tanner, thanks for joining us today. You also have a record book we want to visit about.
Yep, definitely. Yeah, I did a turf grass management. I mow 4 residential yards, an apartment building, and a whole entire cemetery.
So it sounds like you're pretty busy, and you also just had to compete in interviews for your state degree.
Yep, that's correct.
Talk to us about that process. What was the interview like? What are some of the things that you had to talk about?
In the interview, a lot of the things we talked about was mainly record books and how you care for your equipment and other things like how long you work and like keeping track of your hours and keeping track of how much money you make and things just like that. It's pretty similar to your proficiency award or interviews.
So how did you get involved with turf grass management?
It's something I've done since I was 6 years old with my dad, and eventually I took over the business.
Think you're going to continue working on that in the future?
Well, I hope so. I'm going to try and come home during the summers and work for a while with my dad and my sister and eventually hand the business off to my sister.
Are you gearing up to start this spring yet with the warmer weather approaching? I guess you'll be mowing grass before long.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just about to start changing the oil in the mowers.
All right, sounds good, Tanner. Thanks for joining us. We're going to visit with another one of your classmates and FFA members. Next up is Corinne Milberg. Corinne, thanks for joining us. You also have a record book to share with us about.
Yeah, my record book is over outdoor recreation. I work over at Otter Lake Park in Girard, Illinois, and I just help with the seasonal campers that stay there with things that they need.
So I'll ask you the same question that I just asked Tanner. How did you get involved with this project?
Well, it kind of fell into my lap. I was just at home one day, and my dad burst through the door and said, "You need a job. Here's one for you." So I went over there and got myself a job.
And now it's led you to being involved with the FFA chapter?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Well, glad that things are going well. And you also had the chance to interview for your state degree?
Very true, yes. Here coming up in March, we'll be going to Jacksonville for our proficiency awards.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck. Corinne also wanted to visit with you about National FFA Week activities that the chapter has been involved with. I know this is a fun week out of the year for chapters across the state. So fill us in on what Lincolnwood has been up to.
Well, we didn't have school Monday, so we didn't get to participate on that day. But on Tuesday, we had our chapter T-shirt day. And as tradition, our Green Hand members came down and got their hands painted green. On Wednesday, we all wore our FFA jackets. Thursday, we had hat day. And Friday, today, we've got Drive Your Tractor to School Day, Dress Like a Farmer, and also our Kiss the Pig contest.
How many tractors are in the parking lot? Do you have any idea?
Oh, I'm thinking about 10 here today.
So that's a really fun competition. And I think the Kiss a Pig contest, that was raising money for something?
Yes, we are raising money to donate to our local food pantry here in Raymond.
All right, thanks, Corinne, for your time. And now our final visit of the day is with your FFA advisor. We'll be talking with Monty Elvidge. Monty, I know a lot of things going on for Lincolnwood FFA, and you've got to be pretty proud as these kids' advisors. A couple of them just received some new awards.
Yes, we had four students that received they're going to receive their state FFA degree in June. Two of those students, Carly Brunchen, was selected as our Section 15 Star Farmer, and Tanner Milberg was selected as our Section 15 Star in Agribusiness. So, yeah, it's very exciting, but it's a good accomplishment for all four of them, something that they can always look back and say that they were a big part of our program here.
So like many things in FFA, this was an interview process, and it's kind of just the first stage of a few interviews to come?
Yeah, so the students got interviewed on Friday, last Friday, and then they will go on March 7th to Jacksonville with the rest of the Proficiency Award winners. We had 12 other students that won Proficiency Awards, and they will go get interviewed in Jacksonville, and then our two stars will get interviewed for a second time. And if they go ahead and those students win, I guess, in Jacksonville on the 7th, then we'll be headed up to the University of Illinois later on in the month, and they'll get interviewed for hopefully State Star over Illinois and State Proficiency Award winners. So, yeah, very, very happy, very proud of them. They did well.
And congratulations to those Lincolnwood FFA members, Carly Brunchen, Tanner Milberg, Corinne Milberg, and their advisor, Monty Elvidge. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.